A GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and this is September the 20th. This is the awaited podcast that I've been wanting to share with you for years. This is the whole reason I wanted to start the podcast. What you're about to learn is that Iran and Turkey and the United States war that is coming up according to Daniel. But before we get started, I want to go over a quick review. On September the 6th was my very first podcast. And what we talked about was that nobody knows the day or the hour except for God only, according to the scripture. But we learn that in Revelation chapter 5, that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, he was handed the book sealed with seven seals. It is then that Jesus Christ learned exactly when the day of the hour of his return. Jesus Christ had knowledge. And people walking around and say only God knows. Well, Jesus Christ, because he had victory, his eyes was open. So we learn about that. We learn a little bit about what the seven seals are. We'll definitely go over that in the future again. And then last week, we covered a very important topic. Now on September the 13th, which was just last week, we learned that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. We also learned in 1935 that Persia changed their name to Iran. And then we read Revelation 17, where it says that there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is. We learned that the one is the sixth king, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. That would be seven kings, so where's the eighth king? We read verse 11, and the beast that was and is not, he is the eighth king, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. So we learned that you need to read Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 through 14 to be able to have a better understanding what will happen. We learned that the seventh king dies, only lives a few days, and becomes the eighth king. And the eighth king, along with the 10 kings that represents nations throughout the world, go up against Jesus Christ in the last days. But Jesus Christ has victory, and that's the time of Armageddon. That's the second coming. Are you ready for the truth? Get ready. Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and today's date is September the 20th, 2024, and we are going to cover the following. So stay tuned for a very important podcast. You will learn that the United States is in the Bible. You will learn that there is a war that will be started, that Iran and Turkey will push to the north, south, and west. You will learn that the Media and Persia area and who they are today. You will learn what is about to take place. And you will also learn who will start the war. And you will also learn that the United States is going to war with Iran and very soon. And you will also learn, oh man, this is it. You will also learn that the United States will be divided into four territories with four leaders. And all this we will cover in this podcast. We are about to face a major war that will affect the entire world and take us into the countdown that leads us to the end of days. Yes, the beginning of the end of days has begun. We are on the fourth of eight kings. And we learned that last week when I shared with you about that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming. Now we're going to talk about the fourth king. And this is where we are in 2024. But that is about to change. Within a short amount of time, the next year or two or three or so, whatever the timing takes place, it's shaping up right now. We will have the fifth king. There is a couple of things that we need to cover that is very important. What you need to know is you need to read verse 20. Chapter 8. In verse 20 we read, "The ram which I saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia." This is very important that you understand this. We just read a scripture, verse 3, which used the word ram. But we're getting ready to read verse 4, which uses the word ram. And if you don't understand what the ram is, then you don't understand, you know, this prophecy. It says, like there again, here we go. "The ram which I saw is having two horns." The ram which has two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. Which now, you know that the ram is representing the kings of Media and Persia, but then what is Media and Persia? Well, we already covered the fact that in 1935, Persia became Iran. So when it says the two horns are the kings of Media and Persia, we know that Persia is Iran. So now we can translate it. Two horns are the kings of Media and Iran. So what is Media? Well, this is tricky because Media is actually a territory 2,600 years ago, which covered Turkey and Iran. So now we can translate it even more. "The ram which I saw as having two horns are the kings of Turkey and Iran." Today, Persia is Iran. So there is a little bit of a translation that you have to do in order to understand, you know, the great old book of Daniel. So the bottom line, I'm going to repeat myself. The bottom line, verse 3. What you need to know is you need to know that the ram is Iran and Turkey today. So now we move on to this very important scripture, Daniel verse 4. "I saw the ram." Okay, what is the ram? We just learned, right? The ram is Iran and Turkey. "I saw the ram, Iran and Turkey, pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great." That right there is Iran and Turkey are going to start a war, and they're going to push to the westward, northward, and southward. So has this happened yet? Well, here's a problem, actually, because a lot of people say that chapter 8 and chapter 11 and chapter 7 and the book of Daniel have already happened. chapter 8, verse 19, and it says, "And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for the time appointed the end shall be." So what does that tell us? What you need to know is verse 19 is for our day. For the time appointed, the end shall be. So that is telling us that basically this chapter, hey, you know, wake up. This chapter is for our day. And people, Satan would have you believe that it's already happened like hundreds of years ago. You know, so people don't look for it. But it is about for our day, the end of days. And the scripture says that. He gives us the clue. So, okay, so let's go back up here. I'm reading right here on an article that I wrote several years ago. But then we read verse 5. And this is something that will have a hard time. People will have a hard time believing. But when you do the research, you can learn that, you know, what the truth is. It takes prayer. It takes studying. But in verse 5. In verse 5 we read, "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes." So that's verse 5. In verse 5, you need to know the he-goat represents the United States of America. And the United States, it says, comes from the west. Well, the United States, from considering where Daniel lived during the time, you know, of Iran and Persia and so forth, the United States would have been from the West. And people think, okay, the West, okay, like Greece, you know, hey, Greece is from the West. Well, from them it is, but it's talking about the entire world and the globe in itself. And who in the world... Right now, the United States has always had the military power. We've always traveled, you know, we've always come from the West throughout the world. So that should be very noticeable. It says, comes from the West. The notable horn between his eyes is the division between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It's the Democratic and Republican parties fighting among each other. And the scriptures literally is pointing here, like, you know, like, wake up. The Bible, God revealed that to Daniel, and it's just amazing. But let me go ahead, I'll read verse 5 again with this. Keep this, it's a war going on between good and evil. And the USA is fighting, we're fighting for our freedom. And Daniel saw our day, you know, like, do you? So let's go over 5 again with that attitude that we know, you know, that the United States is going to go to war with Turkey and Iran. And it's shaping up, you know, people can disagree with it, but there's a lot more to this than I'm covering right now. But in verse 5, I'll read it again. "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat, it's a leader. It's apparently what it looks like to me, the he-goat represents Donald Trump. And in 2024, where the people of the United States, a lot of the people are trying to come together and share that Donald Trump is the man who God wants to be the leader. Because Donald Trump is a good man. There are people who watch the news media. And you watch the news media, you would believe that Donald Trump is not a good man, because the news media has been taken over by Satan. And so this stuff can get really deep. And people may look at me and not be interested in listening to the podcast because of what I just said. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump, he's walked into a church. He's asked people to pray for him, places, and met people. You know a person by the way they behave. But here's the problem. People are listening to the news media, and so they're believing what the news media says. For some reason, it's like Satan has taken over the news media. Satan has taken over Hollywood. We can read the scriptures, and we know how bad it's going to be in the end of days before Jesus Christ is returning. We are living in those days, brothers and sisters. Jesus is in total control, and he's allowing these things to happen so we can actually choose good versus evil. But how do you know Jesus? You know, in the scriptures it says, "Be ye not deceived." And so the news media is trying to portray that they're on the right side. Well, you have good and evil. You have Donald Trump, who's on Jesus Christ's side. I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect. In fact, Donald Trump is a strong leader. And we're talking about what it is right now. We're living under the Democrats' party right now, and we see the world and the food prices going up, and everything is just total chaos. And right now I'm talking when Donald Trump was a second attempt of assassination attempt on Donald Trump just this past Sunday. And then they're trying to twist it like Donald Trump is starting that the way he talks and so forth. No, you pray for the leaders, and God bless Donald Trump. I'm supporting him, absolutely. And if you have any doubt and you think that I'm on the wrong side, you've been brainwashed. Donald Trump has done a lot of good. He goes out and a lot of times he visits the sick, the people who are in hurting or in pain. And so the best way to know about Donald Trump is to turn off your TV. The TV brainwashes people. Take your time to pray to God and get on your knees and read the scriptures. Open the book of Revelation. He wants the best for everybody. He's not doing this because he wants to. He's not making money off of it like the Democrats are. The Democrats are lying, lying, and lying. And how do I know this? Well, I know it because I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I read the scriptures and I pray, and I'm awake, and I understand what's going to unfold in the last days. Right now, God sent Donald Trump to, you know, it's not going to stop all the evil. Of course, that's Christ. That's Jesus going to do that. But right now, the United States is about to fall. And there will be a moment where Donald Trump, you know, becomes president. I believe that. I see that in the scriptures. So he will become president. But that's going to be just before the United States is divided into four countries. I'm giving you a lot of information here, and I'm getting caught off a little on the sidetrack here, but let's go ahead and continue. And in verse 6 it says, "And he came to the ram, Iran and Turkey, that had two horns, and he came to the ram that had two horns." And which are the two horns? Iran and Turkey. "Which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him the fury of his power." And verse 6, which you need to know, the United States goes to war with Iran and Turkey, which is the ram. Okay? And verse 7 we read, "And I saw him come close unto the ram." Okay? We're talking about the United States. "And I saw the United States come close unto the ram," which is Iran and Turkey. "And he was moved choler against him, and he smote the ram, and he broke his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand." So what you need to know is the United States kills the leader of Iran and Turkey. That's what the scriptures I just read says in verse 7. Daniel 8, verse 7. And I'm going to read it again, but this time I'm going to go ahead and translate it so that it's easier to understand. "And I saw him come close unto the ram." Okay, I saw him come close unto Turkey and Persia, which is Iran. "And I saw him come close unto Turkey and Iran, and he has moved choler against him." And he was moved choler against him. Choler means anger. Anger against him. Came with fierce anger. "And I saw him come closer to Iran and Turkey." And the United States moved with anger against Turkey and Iran and smote the ram. He broke his two horns. He kills the leaders of Iran and Turkey. This is the United States, talking about the United States. and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver out of his hand. Take time to read Daniel chapter 8, verse 4 through 8. And you can read on a little bit more if you want. And some of the scriptures that follow those scriptures talk about other events that will take place even further down the road in further years. So in verse 8, we'll learn the United States is divided into four countries. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great. Okay, the he-goat, the United States, the leader, Donald Trump. So I'm telling you, before this happens, before it happens, that what's about ready to happen. I mean, we are at this particular time and age. Whether it happens over the next year or the next 4 years, I can't really tell you. But I'm telling you, it's already shaping up. It's already happening. It's already taking place. Okay, so verse 8, it says, therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and it came up four noticeable ones towards the four winds of heaven. Okay, therefore the he-goat waxed very great. The he-goat is the United States, the leader, Donald Trump, as the president. This is 2024. He's not president yet again for the second term, but actually, we can read this and come up with a good conclusion that who is the great he-goat. Well, the Democratic parties are not doing anything. They're just letting wars happen. So this he-goat, if he's a great great leader, then who's the great leader? It's not going to be Kamala Harris, it's in whatever her name is. It's going to be Trump. Trump is the great leader. So therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four noticeable ones towards the four winds of heaven. So the United States of America will be divided. And that's where we learn that four noticeable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Four noticeable ones represents four leaders. The United States is going to be divided into four countries, four leaders. So what you need to know, the United States will be divided into four countries. So one of verse 9 we read, and out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And verse 8, we learned what you need to know. A horn represents a leader, okay, which is an influential leader, not necessarily the benefit of the people. We'll have to wait and see. Some parts of the United States are not so good, and other parts will have freedom. And in verse 19, we read, and he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be the last end of the indignation, for the time appointed the end shall be. And that's what I covered earlier, that this is for our day. It's for the end of days. So that is what you need to know. And verse 20 is the important key that I read to you also earlier. The ram which thou saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. The ram which thou saw as having two horns are the kings of Iran and Turkey. Very important. So what you need to know is verse 20, the ram is two kings of the leaders of Turkey and Iran. Persia changed their name in 1935 to Iran. Media is a territory some 26 years ago that covers Iran and Turkey today in 2023. So, and there again, covering what I covered about last week was Persia changed their name in 1935 to Iran. And we are currently on the fourth king. And the fourth king is Khomeini. And Khomeini is actually going to, and Khamenei and Turkey, Media area covers Turkey, so Turkey and Iran, they're going to be the ones that start a war. So that covers that. Now I'm going to go over a little bit more of something else. You know how I said in 1935 that Persia changed their name to Iran? Well, who was the first king in 1935, okay? The first king in Iran ruled from 1935 to 1941, and his name was Reza Shah Pahlavi. And that was the first king from 1935 to 1941, and the second king. The second king ruled from 1941 to 1979, and that was the son of Reza Shah Pahlavi. Muhammad Reza Pahlavi was the second king. This is very important. The third king ruled from 1979 to 1989, Ayatollah Khamenei, and he ruled, and he passed away in 1989. But he was the third king. He reigned December the 3rd, 1979 to the 3rd of June, 1989. Now we get to the fourth king, and this is the king that we're on right now, so this is very important. The fourth king and current king in Iran today is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and he is still ruling as of 2024. He assumed office on June the 4th, 1989. And is still the king right now in 2024. But this is about to change. And the reason is about ready to change because once the United States goes to war with Iran and Turkey, as I mentioned through this podcast, there will be a war and the United States will be broken up. But this also means that the area, Persia, Media area will become the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom, as according to Daniel. And you can read about that in Daniel's 8 and 11. So we are at a moment in time where things are really, really happening and things are really changing. Now, I want you to understand, if you have to look at the podcast for last week, do so, because in chapter 17 in the book of Revelation last week, we covered that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming. And now I just gave to you another piece of the puzzle. I actually told you which kings started that very moment in time. The first king, like I just said, was Reza Shah Pahlavi. And he ruled December the 15th, 1925. To September the 16th, 1941. So during his reign, he became the first king. And now we're all the way up to 2024, and we're on the fourth king. Why is this significant? Because if you know that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ, you can read about what the fourth king will do. And that's what this podcast was about. We know that the fourth king is going to start a war and push to the north, south, and west. And we've just read that in Daniel chapter 8, verse 4. So think about it. Are you putting it together? Listen to the podcast. Every week that I give you information, it'll be a piece of information here and there. I can't give you but so much information and a podcast without it, not being able to sink in. It takes a lot. There's a lot of information that I've given you, and I know you're hearing it for the first time. So in the coming weeks, I'll always do flashbacks. I'll always talk about what we already talked about to help you with understanding it. Now, I do ask that you take the time to read the scriptures and ponder and study it and see it for yourself. Open up your scriptures to Daniel chapter 8 in the Old Testament, Daniel chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 5. Now, we know that the He-Goat is the United States and it represents Donald Trump. But I've been knowing that Donald Trump is going to serve two terms. But I like to think of he served one term, but I don't think he's going to serve a complete second term, because that is when the United States is going to be divided up into four territories. And the way I understand it is Donald Trump might be the first of four leaders, because the United States is going to be divided into four countries with four leaders. Donald Trump will probably be the first king. Well, you know, the first president, if you want to call him a king or a president, of four. So things are happening. But I want to bring attention to you on verse 5. And it says, verse 5, Daniel 8. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat, okay, Trump, the United States, came from the west, we are in the west, on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Well, the goat is Donald Trump, and the he-goat represents Trump but the United States. And it says, and the goat had a noticeable horn. So Trump had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Okay, it's very noticeable, isn't it? Donald Trump, there's been two assassination attempts as of September the 18th, when I'm preparing this talk for the 20th. So think about it. Read that scripture over and over. The goat is Donald Trump, and he had a noticeable horn between his eyes. A horn is a leader, right? A horn is a leader. And who's the leader right now? Well, it's Biden. And Kamala Harris is running to be a president. So right now, it's Kamala Harris and Trump are running for president. But Biden is the president. So, yeah, the horn represents a leader. The goat represents Trump. The he-goat represents the United States, which happens to represent Donald Trump. So the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. There it is. So the United States. So people say the United States is not in the scriptures. Well, we're reading verse 5 because that's what it talks about. That's the United States. Do you actually think before the United States was created that Daniel, when he had a vision and he saw our day, he had to describe and put down the best that he possibly could write down? And this is what he came up with. But in verse 6 it says, and he came to the ram and had two horns. Which we know that the two horns are Comedy and Aragon of Turkey, which I had seen standing before the river, and the ran into him to the fury of his power. And verse 7, and I saw him come close unto the ram, and he moved with choler against him. And we already covered that. So the United States goes to war, kills the leaders of Iran and Turkey. And then the United States is divided into four territories, four leaders. So we have some very difficult times, and I pray for everybody, and please pray for the leaders of the world that they may make the right decisions, because they will be held accountable in the eyes of God one day on Judgment Day. So we want to pray for the souls and hope that people do change, and we need to change too. It's so important that we take the time to pray and read the scriptures. You can say you're a Christian, but are you living the word of God? Are you keeping the commandments? Do you love everyone? We are to love our enemies. We don't love the things that people necessarily do, the evil things that people do. We don't love sin, but we should love everyone. And our enemies, we pray for them. This is what the Bible says. God bless you. I know that this has been a podcast with a lot of details, a lot of information. This has been a special podcast, and continue to check out the podcast in the future, and I will often take some time to clarify all that I'm talking about. All the pieces come together. Keep listening to the podcast so they come together for you. God bless you. Have a great week. And remember to always pray and take the time for the Lord. He wants to hear from you. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
A GTL News Podcast. God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God?